Hello, everybody. C. Ray Brower here with Your Perfect Home. I'm here with Ray Carrier from Take Care Termite and Pest Control, and we're going to find out a little bit about him and his business coming up next. Are back. Good afternoon, Ray. I really thank you for stopping in today and letting us know a little bit about you and what's going on. How you been?
I'm great. See, Ray, I appreciate the opportunity to be part of this. And what I really appreciate you is how you're always looking to educate people and try and find interesting things. So I appreciate the opportunity. I, like you, love to educate and let people kind of know what's going on and help people in many ways.
Very good. I appreciate that. That is one of my passions, is teaching. I really, truly enjoy learning myself and teaching. I've got a saying that I say a lot, and that is that God puts people together for three reasons and only three reasons. First, to learn something. Second, to teach something. And third, to learn something while they teach something.
That's awesome. I fully agree with that. Good concept.
Yep. Yep. So tell us a little bit about Ray Carrier. How did you end up in Tracy?
Yeah, like so many people, went in search of affordable housing to buy my first home. So I was living in Livermore at the time and kind of working over there. So I scrimped and saved and got into my first little house, and it cost less than my most recent truck purchase, but it's amazing how things go up. So it's good to get in early. Commuting down to the Bay Area. I was living in Livermore, commuting to Sunnyvale. I was an electrician at the time, and I just got tired of the commute and just happened to run into a neighbor, had a very similar lifestyle, young family like myself, working for a termite company out of Pleasanton. And he said, "But I don't know if you want to get a termite. It's kind of dirty, challenging work." And I'm like, anything will beat this commuting. So I worked for a couple of different companies out of Pleasanton for a while, and then got injured through playing soccer, and I went to work with a friend of mine doing retaining wall sales. That didn't quite work out. It was kind of one of the other dips in the market, which is kind of common in real estate. Yeah. But decided to start my own business. And gosh, in May, it'll be 29 years that we have started Take Care Termite and Pest Control. So it's been quite an adventure, and I'm blessed with a lot of great team members. We don't call them employees. We're all team members because we just kind of work together here. So I feel very fortunate to work and live in the Central Valley.
Very nice. Yeah. We actually got connected from one of your team members that was in my B&I group in Stockton, Jason. Right. And then of course we've met a couple times at different events in Tracy, but that's really interesting. I see, let's see, it would be right there. you've got a lot of accolades there from Tracy. How did those all come about?
Yeah, exactly. So through CVAR, Central Valley Association of Realtors, I've gotten Affiliate of the Year a couple times. Because besides, to me, I'm like you, I feel really giving back to the community is so important. So we don't just go to take, we love to give and be there and support financially and educationally. So done that. And we've of course got Best of Tracy numerous years. And it's just how we do business. We just really focus on taking care of business and people. Our motto is not just take care. It really means a lot to us. We want to take care of our customers, our clients, and even our environment, because what we do, you know, can be dangerous if you're not doing things properly. So right. It means a lot to us to take care of whatever situation people have.
Very nice. Very nice. And I know you added pest control after a while, right?
Yeah, I initially started in just the termite, and that was pretty steady for a while, but it depends a lot on the real estate market generally, because it's when homes are being bought or sold, or lately we've been doing a lot of, for VA refinances, they need an inspection done, so we have to get involved with those. So the general pest control was just kind of a natural thing that to be able to help take care of other people's needs, because it is different licensing. Same thing if somebody does just pest control, they can't do termite unless they have the licensing to be able to do that. And I also have an ag license as well, so I can do certain agricultural things or taking care of gophers and moles and voles and white flies on roses and things of that nature. So always adding to my licensing and education.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I remember many years ago, I was asked to, I was told about a guy that was looking for a salesman, a bull pest control or a bull.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, I called the guy up and said, so, you know, you take care of gophers and ground squirrels and stuff. What's the deal? And he goes, well, we're completely non-toxic. And I said, okay, well, what's the deal? He says, well, you use propane and oxygen.
And yeah, I said, exciting. Oh, kaboom. Yeah, you can break windows doing that. I've seen that happen. It's yeah, quite a concussion. Exactly. Or they can catch on fire too. I've heard stories of the squirrels running out on fire and
on fire. Oh, fresh my fires. Lord.
Yeah, it's exciting though, for sure.
I never went to work for him, but it did sound exciting.
Yeah.
Well, very good. So what is your coverage area?
Yeah, we go all the way up to Galt and as far south as Turlock. And then we do have some accounts up in the mountains that we do for PG and Cal Fire. So we do a few things up that way. And also into the Tri-Valley. I do a lot of work in Livermore, Pleasanton, Dublin as well. Discovery Bay in those kind of areas as well. So probably a 50-mile radius or so on us from Tracy just about.
So what do you do for PG&E and Cal Fire up in the hills?
Yeah, so we do general pest control for them. We've done a lot of big bird projects too. We do bird control as well. So PG&E, a lot of their warehouses and their storage facilities have had a lot of bird issues, and those droppings could be pretty toxic and damaging to equipment. So we do netting and different kinds of exclusion to keep them from finding roosting places.
I'll be darned. That's interesting. I didn't know that side of your business at all. That's very interesting. Yeah.
And so we do some commercial stuff as well. Do a lot of property management. So we do a lot of work with property managers and strip malls and warehouses and things of that nature. So we have a good balance of commercial and residential. It's important to have that diversity. And
yeah, you never know which market's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. With the crazy times that we're living in.
For sure.
Yeah. Did COVID create any kind of problems for you and your business?
That's a good question. It challenged us a little bit. Fortunately, we were considered essential services as exterminators. You know, if we stop providing service, especially with rodents, we're having a really big uptick in rodent population this year. And they've taken away some of the tools, some of the products we can use. That's made it more challenging. So it was just like you guys, like in real estate, we all had to adjust how we went into properties and the proper PPE and things of that nature. But we were blessed. We were able to keep going and just change how we did it and just being a little more protective of our customers and our team members.
Very good. Very good. I can appreciate that. It was definitely a change for all of us. A change for all of us. You know, we were shut down completely ourselves for a couple of weeks because we weren't essential until we became essential. And then,
right.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to figure out housing. That's very essential. I think finding homes for people is pretty critical. And such, you know,
but yeah, that's, you know, and a lot of people asked me during that time. So, you know, is it affected you? And I said, yeah, it's affected me. It's changed the way I have to show houses because in the beginning you couldn't take people into the house.
Right. Me with working in multiple counties, each county was different what they were requiring or allowing. And so you had to kind of be mindful of that and how you addressed each county. And even some towns were trying to, you know, push more stringent things than others.
Yeah, I had a client at the very beginning. We had an escrow problem in Sonora and told him, you know, well, I'll just meet you at the escrow office. And I didn't think anything about it. I knew we were really locked down up here, but I'd talked to some friends that live up in the hills and they told me, you know, things were kind of pretty lax. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't think anything about it. And we showed up and the door's locked and it says we have to have an appointment to get inside.
Right. Wow.
Fortunately, they weren't real busy and we were able to get it taken care of. But I was kind of shocked in a little town up in the hills like that they were completely locked down like that. So
Exactly. And one of the things too, and you know, because I think you've been a customer for like 2014, part of the key thing about pest control is keeping that continuous barrier. Occasionally we'll get people that call just in a panic once a year, just want us to try and knock it down and can get it under control. But if you don't have that continuous barrier, you're going to have a lot more difficulty. It's pest control, not necessarily pest elimination. And we always just try, and another thing we try and convey to people is just being proactive rather than reactive, which is, you know, in lots of different areas. And same thing with inspecting your home. Instead of waiting to have an issue, it's probably a good idea to be proactive and check things out, because so often people think we're just looking for termites during that inspection, but we're also looking for dry rot or water damage or leaks that could lead to problems, or caulking and sealing. If people would just address those things now, they could save a lot of money and heartache if they were being, you know, proactive, the old kind of pay me now or pay me later mindset.
Well, that's kind of the way all of our life is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If we'd be proactive with our health, we'd probably be a lot healthier. Mm-hmm. Proactive with our time management. And
right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ray, I really appreciate you coming on today and letting everybody know a little bit about Take Care of Termite and Pest Control. Everybody, all his information, I think you've seen scrolling across the bottom of the screen, but why don't you go ahead and give him your phone number there. And if anybody needs any help, get hold of Ray Carrier and Take Care of Termite and Pest Control.
Great. Thank you, Ray. Yeah, so you can reach us at 209-832-7300. Check out our website and you can see all the things that we do, services we provide, some little videos and frequently asked questions and things could to answer questions for you, and some photos and blogs and all kinds of fun stuff. But remember, we're here to take care of what bugs you.
There you go. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for dropping in and watching us today. And as always, remember to go out and be the sunshine in somebody's rainy day. We'll see you all real soon. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Ray. Take care, everybody.